the set list, the ones that I marked, would start with the Bender.
This is the one with the X's on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, those are the ones I marked thinking that, that we could use a refresher.
We were doing Bender.
Yeah.
I got an idea for that. So it's in B, but how about if when it goes to the solos, we drop down to an A7 chord? Sure. It's kind of an old jazz trick.
Jazzy's good. I want to find a way to slowly introduce more and more drunkenness into the jam to signify the Bender.
Yeah, you know. That's where I think it should just go right into one, only when I'm drunk.
You know, the song's about a Bender, and then we get to the jam part, and I feel like it could start relatively tight, but ideally get a little more loose and chaotic and drunken. And then we bring it back up, so we tighten it back up so the audience knows that it was on purpose.
So then you can do all the Mixolydian stuff for the solo.
Because I'm doing a lot of, like, Dorian-type stuff based off of, like basically off the A major.
Well, maybe we could do both, because it does need something to happen. You can't just sit on a one chord the whole time.
Well, that's where I'm you know, like, if for the soloing, I'm bringing in, you know.
Yeah, but it's still the same time.
Yeah.
I'm saying for the solos, we need to do something different. And I would suggest down to A. And so instead of doing your Dorian, you can do your Mixolydian. Give it a try.
So
do I move off of my bass then when you do that?
Well, instead of playing on a B chord, you play on an A7 chord.
Yeah, so then you gotta figure out what that's.
Well, during the solos you wouldn't do that, just kind of stuff.
Yeah, but we need like a jazzy bass line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not necessarily the same bass line. The A section.
And what's your definition of when we solo?
When you're not singing.
Well, but so that's the thing is I sing, and then there's a little bit of sort of riffing, and then I sing the next verse.
Yeah, that's not the solo.
That doesn't count. It's only when we do real
solo. We're talking about the jam.
I do bring it back for the last verse, so then we need to bring it back to the.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we tighten it up so the audience knows we're not getting sloppy on purpose.
It can go back and forth. Do some verses, drop down to solo, do some more verses, go up and do some more verses, and between the verses, stay on the B, and then drop down with another set of solos. And then go back up and end on the B.
And then what's our cue to switch?
Yeah.
You can just go on the microphone and you go, hey.
Yeah. Well, you.
Hey,
You know when you're done singing enough to do solo, so give us a nod.
All right, I'll just kind of go, hey. When I say A, switch to A.
Will do.
To the fellas and started feeling fine. By the time I checked the clock, it was 9:45. Ooh, it's Bender again. I woke up in the morning by 9:45.
ba da ba da ba ba wah down to A7. So how many verses do you want to sing before we
well
solo?
So normally I've got the four verses about getting drunk, and the closing one is where I talk about I'm trying to correct myself, but it's not working. That's sort of the.
Well, how about if we do two verses,
or we can
some
do
solos?
Or, okay, two verses, then.
Two verses, solos, go back up, do another two verses, solos, and then go back and go your last verse.
And so sing it on A?
No, sing it on. All the singing's on B.
Okay, so then.
I mean, before we clearly had one longer jammy part, which I really liked. We're going to keep that around.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to be an A instead of B.
To get all right, so. Try this. So after the second verse, let's see, I tried to sneak out, but she rolled in again. We go, ooh, it's Bender again. Go down to A. The second verse, and after the ooh.
Oh, hold on, I got it too. That's why it sounds shitty. Yeah, after the stop, we hit A, so we got all that time to think about it. I was like, if something sounds off.
Just for the jam
I'm
part.
Trying to
that's what we're trying to do, yeah.
Are you saying jam every time he stops?
No, he does two verses and then we jam. Kirk went to A after one verse.
So we're gonna go two verses, switch to A, jam for a while, go back to the B, two verses, on B, back to the A,
jam for a while,
then
back
to B and end it. Okay. I'll look at you, and you do the like the nodding, because I can't do too much nodding when I'm singing and playing. So kind of look at Rick.
Actually, I think the tricky part is going to be coming back from the A to the B.
Yeah, because I'm not hearing the sort of in my head what the.
Yeah, well, it needs to be some certain number of phrases.
One, two,
You could just wait till I get bored and go back to what I'm doing for the verse. I'll just settle down and get back into it. But if I'm being all loose.
Same chord.
B.
You're on an A right now, I do believe.
That's right.
He's on
that's,
a B.
That's very astute.
Thank you.
Just to kill a little time, ran into the fellas and started feeling fine. By the time I checked the clock, it was 1:45. Oh, it's a bender again. Woke up this morning about 2:45. Next to me, I tried to roll out, but she rolled in again. Ooh, it's a bender again.
To do the to make the transition sound non-random, you have to really hop on that bass line when we go back up.
Right after that second verse, I gotta go.
Well, no, when we come back to B from A.
Coming back, okay.
Yeah.
I have no clue when we're coming back.
So well, I did announce it that time, but.
Okay, I'll watch. We need an inter-office memo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those things are good, aren't they? They've got a great reputation.
You look at him, you walk over. let's do that verse. Switch to the A, because I want to play around with the solo. Let's play around with some trading solos and stuff in the A. So we'll do one verse, and then we switch to the A. So we're in B. Thank you.
bartender smiled and said, you drank all night. Ooh, it's a bender all night.
We're just doing one verse to switch over. Okay. Yeah. I did say it.
You've got to do your announcements into the microphones. We can't hear you over here.
We're just playing in the right order.
If it ain't in the mics, we can't hear it, basically.
All right, do it from the top. Two verses, switch, solo for a little while, back. And then two verses, back to the A, solo for a while, and then... When we bring it back, there'll be one last verse that stays on the B, and then it ends on that.
So if anybody wants to count, I'm thinking 16 bars for each of the solos. Okay. So that's
between
four-bar phrases.
Between the verses.
In the solo, when we're on A.
Because like after, so the, 16 after bars we go into the jam session, it's for a while, I would say.
Yeah, so is that... Well, it's not going to be forever each time, right?
Right, but at one of them, I want an extended jam. That's why.
Yeah, I don't want to do 16 bars twice.
Yeah, because I don't
keep
really
the first
going.
One shorter and the second one longer. I liked what we did last rehearsal. It was great.
Okay, 16 bars the first time, and then all hell breaks loose the second time.
Yeah. And that one, we just when we say, okay, it's running.
Yeah, when you walk back up to the mic, we start to wrap it up.
Yeah,
after we just the need, second we, one, you just stay.
We just need a signal to say, all right, and we'll switch it back to the. Yeah. And I'm still working on getting convinced on this format.
There's a tune Robin Ford does, "Buy Me a Chevrolet."
Yeah, yeah.
He does that.
Yeah.
And it sounds really cool when he goes into the solos. They drop down like that. It's just the coolest sound.
So here's
another question. Ford, buy me a Chevrolet.
Why wouldn't we go up a whole step?
You could do that too, but actually we do that in an about time tune. But the going down is more like a. So this is a finger snapper. For finger snippers,
right.
Snappers, you go down.
The only reason I'm saying go up is because then I can get the same chord. I like this phrasing for that. I like that. That's a nine.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with this one? The Stormy Monday.
I can try that. Mitch Mitchell. Let's try.
We need a format so I can practice to it. Yeah. Beginning to end. I don't care how bad it is. Just beginning to end.
Well, it could get pretty bad in the middle if we don't change together.
But once we change, we're just on that for a while until we get to synchronize, going back to B. You need pre-stretched strings.
Some fellas and we started feeling mine. By the time I tried, it was 9:45. Ooh, it's a bender again.
Oh shit, I fucked up.
I found it.
Yeah, I fucked up. I forgot that we're doing two. I gotta fix it. I keep looking through the wrong part of my glasses. The words disappear.
Look through the part that's clear.
Well,
it's that could be a poem,
progressives.
Right? Disappear. Let's do the parts that's clear.
It's because they're progressive. So like change my thing. It's like they come. You know.
Oh yeah. All
right, I won't fuck up this time.
Check, 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 check. 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 And I started feeling fine. By the time I checked the clock, it was 9:45. Ooh, it's a bender again. Woke up in the morning about 9:45. Who's that woman laying next to me? I tried to sneak out, but she rolled in again. Ooh, it's a bender again.
First time, this was the first time, right? Not the second time.
I think
we were in the jam.
I think we were in the second.
We were in the second time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just listening for two verses and then I tried to move.
Because the second one should be a jam. I didn't get to play anything. I wrote the fucking song.
Sometimes that's the way it goes, Mark.
We were in the jam part there, right?
Yeah. So, one more time from the top.
One, two, a one, two. Fellas, and I started feeling fine. By the time I checked the clock, it was 9:45. Ooh, it's a bender again. Ooh, it again. Ooh, it's a bender again. A bender again.
Okay, so we got that should be the target format. Just need to figure out.
We can try going up a whole step too. They both work. See which sounds better with this one.
Actually, can we do one verse? I'm curious, how do you think this is out? One verse, switch to A, play a little bit on A, switch to C sharp. Never mind. Forget that.
No.
I was starting to feel that one. I was liking that.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea to do A for a while, and then, start moving around a little bit. But we'll have to... Yeah, we'll have to scheme on that.
Yeah.
We'll scheme on that.
So for now, let's go B.
For homework.
B, A, the format we just recorded. That's the target format. Locked in.